Thing in life is free. We'll be right back.
gotta see the sun. Man's gotta see the sun. He's gotta know another new day has begun. Man's gotta be a stone. Man's gotta be a stone. Man's gotta carry that weight and get back home.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canadaland, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Closing out this week's big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rock and blues music. This week showcasing some of the live rock and blues music, recorded right here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. From his 2012 release, 25 Live, recorded at Vancouver's Commodore Ballroom, we had Colin James with Man's Gotta Be a Stone. From their 1970 performance at the Pacific Coliseum, their only Canadian performance on what would be their last tour with Jim Morrison, we had The Doors with special guest Albert King with their cover of Money. Before that, recorded in Vancouver in 2011, we had the late great Vancouver legend Muddy Fraser with Night Creeper. From his performance at Vancouver's The Fan Club in 2012, we had the legendary Harp Dog Brown with the instrumental Blue Light. And I got this week's big block of blues started off with Vancouver's Robert Conley Farr and his cover of Leo Bud Welch's Girl in the Holler from his just-released Cherry Ball, recorded at Vancouver's Fox Cabaret in January. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her brand-new release, Backbone, this is Philadelphia's Deb Callahan with Rogue.
Took me down about as low as I've been. Knew just what to say, you knew just what to do. I was just a plaything till you were through. You promised me the world and everything. Had me right in your palm, then you gave me the sting. You're a rose. Practice that, the art of deception. Those lies were spinning round every direction. Girl who had your ring, was never mentioned. You were never mine, you had no intention. Confident and handsome, like a time bomb ticket. I was naive and just right for the picking. Fire in your eyes, your smug, knowing smile. I was your flavor of the month, going out of style. You're a rose. For your kiss, now you wanna walk back east like it's a bright sunny day, but you gave up your chance when you went away.
Closing out that set from his debut EP, Living with the Blues, we had Clarksdale, Mississippi's Omar Gordon with How a Woman Can Change Her Mind. And I got that set started off with Philadelphia's Deb Callahan and Rogue from her brand new release, Backbone. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. We're getting into our last stretch of the show. Got a couple more things I want to squeeze in here. From his brand new release, Lovers Before Sunrise, this is California's Brad Guitar Wilson with his cover of Blues Before Sunrise. Closing out that set from California's Brad Guitar Wilson, his cover of Blues Before Sunrise from his brand new release, Lovers Before Sunrise. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in again this week. I'll be back in 7 days with 2 new hours of the best in rockin' blues music. It's time for the final vinyl. Taking us out this week, the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, was born 129 years ago today, Saturday, April 15th, 1894 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. One of the greatest blues vocalists ever, Bessie Smith performed with and was mentored by Ma Rainey. After leaving Rainey's band, she signed with Columbia Records in 1923, and her first recording, Downhearted Blues, sold over 800,000 copies, reaching number one on Billboard's Last Week's 10 Best Sellers among the Popular Songs chart. Over the next 10 years, she recorded more than 200 songs, many of them featuring just her voice and a piano, making her the number one blues act of the 1920s and the highest paid black performer of the day. Only one of 2 women inducted into the 1980 Inaugural Blues Hall of Fame, Bessie Smith also has 1 album and 1 single inducted. In 1989, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and was awarded a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Bessie Smith's approach to the blues would go on to influence future legends Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, Sarah Vaughan, Aretha Franklin, and Janis Joplin. She died on September 26, 1937 at just 43 from injuries sustained in an automobile accident outside Clarksdale, Mississippi on Highway 61. From 1927, this is Bessie Smith with Thinking Blues.
Did you ever sit thinking with a thousand things on your mind? Did you ever sit thinking with a thousand things on your mind? Thinking about someone who has treated you so nice and kind. Then you get an old letter and you begin to read. You get an old letter and you begin to read. That the blues so bad, tell that man of mine I wanna see. Knocking on your door. Don't you hear me, baby? Knocking on your door. Have you got the nerve to drive me from your door? You got the nerve to say that you don't want me no more. Have you got the nerve to say that you don't want me no more? The good book says you got to read.
This is Brent Morrison of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'd like to remind listeners in Metro Vancouver listening on CJSF 90.1 FM to stick around on Thursday mornings for the Canadian Philosophy Show at 9. And if you're listening to the Tuesday night rebroadcast, stick around for Jazz Boulevard at midnight.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
You're listening